So the new extra points, does it really differ? Are you practicing it more? Is it, how has that changed?
I don't think we're practicing them more, but we're certainly paying more attention to it. But if we, it's one of those things that it's a PAT, so you don't want to practice that many PATs, but
right.
It gets our attention, certainly, yeah. I would say that.
What have you seen so far in the competition for punt return and for kick return?
Well, it's so early that it's hard to say exactly who's who. We put them all out there at this point in time.
Yeah.
And as we get more reps in live situations like today, you may have seen we had a real fast kickoff return drill. So we'll evaluate that and we'll evaluate all the practices. And then, as I mentioned, I think in the springtime, games are where we need to see it. Now, the uncontrollable factors there. We don't know how many times they're going to punt. We don't know how many of the punts are going to be returnable. We don't know if they're going to kick the ball out of the end zone. So that's always real difficult. When you're in a situation like ours where you need a returner and you have a bunch of guys vying for that, you try to create as many situations of practice as you can to get a good look at them. That's what we're trying to do.
You talk a lot about how even for a guy like Justin Turner, who's really a top-level kicker, you can always get better. Have you seen improvement for him in the limited kicks he's had so far?
I think he's come into camp in great shape. He looks good. We are working on a number of things as we go along. As you recall, last year, his percentage was great. He missed a number of kicks over 50 yards. So in the springtime, you saw us kicking. We had a lot of deep kicks, way too many in my view. But we're going to try to dial back that a little bit. So if there's any kind of emphasis, is really what we're trying to do is to keep the same swing, make those kicks without having to change our technique.
Do you use the environment with all the fans here and then the open practice to kind of create pressure situations?
It's wonderful. I love having people around because whether we like it or not, we're all human and we see people on the sideline and react to that. So John does a wonderful job of creating kicking situations during the practice where we have to suddenly run out there and go make a kick. And that's a valuable way for kickers to practice.
Jerry, how pleased were you to see Sam Cook get the extension, knowing you'll have him? And I know how much affinity you've had for him over the years, how he's performed.
I was extremely excited for him. I called him immediately, as a matter of fact. I have him on my speed dial.
Yeah, for so long, Jacoby was the primary guy, you know, doing the returning. Does it matter to you if one guy, would you prefer to have one guy be the primary guy, or would a rotation, does it matter to you how that goes?
It's a really good question because it depends on the makeup of your team. I would prefer to have a great returner in both phases. Now, sometimes it's not the same guy. If it's not the same guy, they have to have a big role in some other way. You can't have a punt returner that's not playing and a kick returner that's not playing. If they're both playing on their side of the ball in their particular position, then it's fine. It's not a big deal. I don't prefer one or the other. But if it's going to be one guy, then he probably doesn't have to have as big a role in offense or defense. That's the way I look at it. We like football players. A returner needs to be a returner, but also a football player in other areas. I recall in another place at another time, a kickoff returner and punt returner was also the leading tackler in our kickoff team, the leading tackler in our punt team. That's my idea of a football player.
You brought Chris Hewitt onto the staff a few years ago. What made him such a good fit then? What do you think makes him qualified to lead the secondary unit?
I coached Chris Hewitt back at the University of Cincinnati many moons ago. Chris really helped me as a coach. I was coaching the secondary for the first time in about 8 or 9 years. I don't even know exactly the number. But I was back coaching the secondary again, and Chris was a junior, I believe, at the time. And he really helped me coach because Chris has an amazing ability to simplify football. He understands football really well. And sometimes we coaches, especially at that young time, the young age coaches, have a tendency to over-explain things. And I recall vividly Chris telling me one time after I'd explained the coverage, I was coaching Chris, he said, "Jerry, just tell me what you want me to do." I said, "Okay, Chris, I get the message." And besides that, but my point is he had a real clear view on football and how it's played. He understands football. And the other thing I've learned about Chris since he was helping me on special teams while I was here early on is he has a real keen eye for football players. He did a lot of evaluation of core players for us, and he was a returner himself. he can look at tape and really get down to the core of a guy and see if this guy's a really a good football player. So I love that about him, and I know he's going to do that kind of thing for us in the secondary as well. Thank you all. It's great to see you.